Welcome to the Sufficiently Social Podcast, your ultimate guide to all things social media and digital marketing, made exclusively for women entrepreneurs and creators. I'm your host, Alicia Noel, a corporate marketing pro turned six-figure entrepreneur. Join me as we unlock the potential of organic marketing through the magic of storytelling and captivating visuals. Get ready to empower your journey with the knowledge, tools, and insights to thrive in the dynamic world of social media and organic digital marketing. Whether you're a budding entrepreneur or a seasoned creator, the Sufficiently Social Podcast is your compass to stand out, thrive, and conquer the online realm. Okay, sis, are you ready to get sufficient? Welcome back to another episode of the Sufficiently Social Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Noel, and I am super, super excited about today's topic because we're going to be diving into creating your lead magnet. Now, some people, if you're a new listener, you may not know what a lead magnet is, but don't worry, we're going to break all that down today. I really want you guys to hone in on this topic and get yourself ready to be in position to grow and build your brand and business. I want to remind you all, we do not own our Instagram accounts, our TikTok accounts. We don't own it. YouTube could say tomorrow you violated a violation of theirs and all of a sudden your whole account is gone. And so I want you to understand with your email list, which is the purpose of creating a lead magnet, you will be able to own that and you have the rights to that to move it to whatever platform you want it to be on. You have created it. And so now you own it. And so I want to really quickly define a lead magnet for you. So a lead magnet is a marketing tool that offers a piece of valuable content, and I'm going to stress the word valuable, or service to potential customers in exchange for their contact information, which is usually their email address, first name, possibly their phone number. And the primary purpose of the lead magnet is to incentivize your target audience to be able to get in position in your funnel. We're not going to talk about funnels today, but I highly recommend if you run a small business that you begin to digest and look into what funnels are. So why lead magnets are essential is because they really help you build an email list. And again, we say that you own that list. So you can take that with you wherever you go. I personally know someone who had over 15,000 followers and their Instagram account was shut down. They had thankfully been growing a pretty large email list at the same time. And so when they created a new account, they were able to let their email list know if they wanted to stay updated with them to come and follow them on the new account. Now, true enough, you are going to lose some people who don't convert over. But if you have built up an email list, you at least have the opportunity to reach out to them to let them know what happened. And I think that's super important because you want to make sure if something was to happen to Instagram tomorrow, to TikTok, to Facebook, that you still have a way to communicate to your audience. And especially as a business owner, you still have a way to sell to this audience. And so your lead magnet can also demonstrate your expertise. This is where you get to show people like, yes, I talk about this on social media a lot, but I actually know a really in-depth amount of knowledge about building a business. I know an in-depth amount of knowledge about being a mom or being a wife, being a Christian wife. There's so many areas of opportunities. And if you have not nailed down your niche, make sure that you go and listen to episode 4. It's going to walk you down everything you know about finding your niche. But I want you to understand that this is where you get to showcase your expertise. Think of your lead magnet as like a little taste of a resume of yours as a brand and as a business. And so it's a place where you get to showcase, these are the things I know and how I can help you. And so you want to drive your target audience to engage with you deeper and to really see what value you have to bring to them. Because if you can entice them with the right amount of value in a lead magnet, you're more likely to get them to trust you and to buy from you when it comes to the offer stage. And so I know a lot of bloggers are thinking, well, I don't have an offer that I want them to buy, and I may never have an offer that I want them to buy. But if you build your email list and have a really strong lead magnet, you can actually get brands to buy a spot on your email list, which is valuable if you have built a successful email list. So I don't want you to think that there's no value for you if you don't have a product or service that you are offering, okay? So now we know a little bit about lead magnets. We know why they are essential. I really want to talk today about the features of an effective lead magnet and then go into creating it. So go with me again. If you are taking notes, get your pen and paper now. But if you're not taking notes, download this episode and come back to it later. So the features of an effective lead magnet are they are very specific. They solve one very specific problem that people have. My top lead magnet for the year was my list of 2023 banned hashtags. People are always fascinated with hashtags. And when I created this lead magnet, it was so I could remind them that Valentine's Day was a banned hashtag and that there were a plethora of other banned hashtags. And I will link the banned hashtags list in the show notes for you so you can see how this lead magnet worked for me. But it was valuable to all of my followers because they wanted to make sure they didn't use a hashtag that was incorrect that would wind up getting them flagged by Instagram. I want to offer you the same perspective. What does your audience need that you're going to solve a specific problem for them? For instance, if I know someone who is maybe they work in as a manicurist and they show people, you know, how to make their nails beautiful, they have different designs. One of the things that would be a very good lead magnet for them is how to protect your nails after getting them done. I will be very transparent with you guys and say, I'm the person who always breaks a nail, chips a nail. And my nail tech the other day was like, well, you're being too rough with your nails. But you could be very specific and say, you know, make sure you get this type of nail polish or nail acrylic or dip powder. And you could tell them which one's going to be more resilient. You could also go down the lines of, you know, you can cover, if you could do darker colors, you might be able to cover cracks better, not opening your Amazon packages. There's a list of things that people could do, but this gives you a list of people who might be interested. If you ship nails, you might be able to offer that product to them, but you're solving a problem that they have. For instance, if you're a mom and you say, I want to make sure other moms know that they can journal and that they can really spend time with the Lord or with themselves and grow their own selves. So maybe you put together a list that is 5 ways to spend more time with God as a busy mama, 5 ways to spend more time alone as a busy mama. And so you're getting very specific with the problem that you solve. Again, it needs to be of value. This needs to be something your target audience would want. And so a lot of times when people come to me and they've built a brand, but they've never built a lead magnet, I start asking them questions like, well, what topics do you post about that your audience is very engaged with? Meaning, do they really like it when you share information about how to achieve fat loss? And so if they do, put together a lead magnet that's around fat loss. I really want you to hone in on what that audience needs. And you could also do a poll in your stories of which one would they rather have. That's a really great option for you to really get a mindset of who might like to download the lead magnet that you're creating before you create it. Now, the third feature of an effective lead magnet, it needs to be instantly accessible. No one wants to sign up for your email list and get something from you days or weeks later. When they sign up for it, ideally, it should either be going right to their inbox or they should enter their information and they should be able to go directly to the download, to watch the video, to grab the ebook. It should be very instant. And we all know that we're in a microwave culture. And so if for some reason you don't have it set up that way, you are losing out on a potential client or customer down the line because they already see you as not trustworthy in delivering on what you said you would deliver. The next piece, it needs to be easy to digest. And so while we're creating these lead magnets that are very valuable, very something that your audience needs, it also needs to be something that they can take action on immediately and that's not overwhelming to them. So for instance, I also have a lead magnet that's 9 tips to help your Instagram today. And those 9 tips are very quick wins, walking you through little things that you can change about your Instagram account to really win and make your Instagram account look more professional. And so I want you to understand that when you make it easy to digest for your audience, they're more likely to come back to you for other information because they already know that you have given them something that was actionable. It wasn't overwhelming, but it allowed for them to have quick wins. And so if you give me 5 tips for the busy mama to spend more time alone and
those tips are like, you need to go on a vacation. And you're like, yeah, right. I can't even do this right now. But if you tell me, wake up 30 minutes earlier in the morning and allow for yourself to sit in quiet peace, I can plan to do that. And so that's what we mean when we say quick and actionable, is things that they can actually do at that point in time. Okay. So now you want to do quick ideas for your first lead magnet. And your probably brain is rumbling like, what are some ideas that I can do? And I absolutely, one of my favorite things is to put together a checklist or a cheat sheet. This is really great for bloggers and service providers because you could give me a cheat sheet for the top fall trends for clothing. You could give me a checklist for 10 items that you have to have in your business as a virtual assistant. Or you could give me something along the lines of a checklist for you as a photographer, especially if you're getting photography clients, a checklist for what to have during your first shoot. And so those checklists are very valuable, and a lot of people will download them and will give their email very quickly for that type of information. You could also put together templates or frameworks that people can use. Canva templates have done really well for me in the past, so I've had a lead magnet with that. But you can also put together, like, here is my 5-step framework to getting my kids to go to bed on time. Or here is my 5-step framework in how I make candles. So maybe you don't tell them all your secret sauce, but you give them a little framework if they wanted to make their own candle at home. But then you've also got them on your email list so that you can sell your candles to them. Because obviously they're people who like candles now. You can also put together an ebook or a guide. And that's really going to be very helpful when you're trying to give a little bit more information on a topic, but you want to do it in a way as maybe to lead them into an upsell to the next item. And so you may do a short ebook, which gives people information on your whatever topic you talk about in your business. But remember that you're putting this together to serve them, so they have to see it as valuable. Don't put together a 10-page ebook and every page is about selling your product. Instead, you should have an opening page, which is a cover page that tells what the ebook is. The next page tells who you are, a letter, so to speak, to the editor. And it's really just like, here are the facts about me, why I'm a credible source. And then you can dive into the contents of the lead magnet. And then you'll wrap up that ebook with a call to action and a page that will link them to other services that you offer that are probably paid at that point in time. Or it may be a link to a free discovery call if you are a service provider. And then you can also utilize video tutorials or webinars as lead magnets. I want to caution you here. If you do video tutorials, they need to be, of course, pop up quickly. But if you are doing a webinar, you ideally don't want to make the webinar more than a week to 10 days out from when they sign up for it. So you don't want someone to sign up in the beginning of September and the webinar is not till the end of October, especially if it's a free generated lead magnet. Because what happens is that person has now gone on and probably found the information during that time and they got it from someone else. So ideally, no more than 10 days promoting a webinar. You can also use as a lead magnet free trials or samples of products. And so you may have someone sign up to get a sample of, you know, whatever, maybe you're a candy maker, and so they can get a sample shipped to them, or a free trial into your membership, or a free trial into your course. And so those all work really well to get the right people in front of your products. And when you get them there, it's very important that you nourish and that you care for them. And so you don't want to just abandon your email list after you've received their email. Now, a lot of people struggle with the creation process. I absolutely love, love, love using Canva to create a visually appealing lead magnet. But I want you to, again, do your research. Then once you've done the research, design it. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I will link below in the show notes an easy guide that I have put together that will show you how to create a lead magnet. And so it'll walk you through and it'll give you a couple of templates. And so sometimes when you have a template to start from, it makes designing a lead magnet a lot easier. And then I want you to focus on the content. What quality content can you put inside the lead magnet that's concise, it's actionable, and then it's easy for you to download, upload into a site like ConvertKit. We'll talk about that in a moment. that you can deliver to your audience. And so the delivery piece is key. I love ConvertKit. There are other platforms out there, but what you want to make sure is that you can create a landing page for people to easily be able to sign up, grab your lead magnet, and then they go into an automation to receive an email from you. And maybe you have a sequence set up to where they'll get continued emails from you. That's such a beautiful way to ensure that you're building a true relationship with your audience and you're not just getting their emails and then offering a product or service to them. So now that you have created the lead magnet, you need to go into promoting the lead magnet, which is another thing that I really love. You want to make sure that it's placed on your website as like a pop-up, a header, or a footer so that people can easily access it from your website. And of course, you want to promote it on social media platforms. I want to make sure that you don't just put out, here is my lead magnet, come get it, but instead maybe use the topic of your lead magnet. So if you are a mom and you put together the 5 ways to spend more time alone, you might actually use that as a carousel or a reel, and then you give them a couple of the topics. And then you say, to get the full list, go to my link in bio and grab this lead. You're not going to say lead magnet. You're going to call it a freebie, a guide, etc. And so you're not ever really going to refer to your lead magnet as a lead magnet to anyone else. You want them to know that it is more so of a guide or something fun that they want to get. You can also use it in blog posts, or maybe when you do guest articles, maybe you're a guest on a podcast, you can say, hey, here's my, you know, lead magnet. I'd love for you to share this with your audience. And you could also consider using paid advertising for greater reach. I will tell you guys, I am not a pro at paid advertising. I lean into the pros to give us that. So check out Abu Fafana. He is an advertising guru. And if you're really wanting to learn and grow, you can check him out and take his course. It's really going to allow for you to learn how to use ads in the right way to gain traction and find that right audience. Now, I do want to tell you guys that it is best practice to really avoid these things when you're lead magnet, and that is making sure it is updated. There is nothing worse than downloading a lead magnet and it's outdated. It's at least a year old. It hasn't been updated with new links, because we know links change all the time, or that you've created it and it's not easy to access anymore. Maybe the website you used to create it is, you know, done an upgrade and you haven't upgraded your own lead magnet to match it. And so I really want to make sure that you are doing those, and then that you ask for feedback. If you've got a couple of people that have downloaded it and maybe no one's downloaded in a while, follow up with those few and just say, hey, how was this, you know, guide for you? Was it something you found value in? And if you get the feedback that it wasn't, be open to pivoting and doing something else. And you want to avoid really being over salesy in these lead magnets. I am not telling you not to sell and not to pitch, but I want you to know that if you're just selling the entire time inside of the lead magnet, your audience will not find that valuable. And they will say, well, if this person can't give me a little bit of knowledge for free, why would I go into their course? And so I really want you to think about that when you are putting together these lead magnets. And also think about, is this content relevant to my audience? So I was talking and teaching in the society, which if you're not in the society, it's an amazing place to be. We've covered this topic more in depth. But one of the girls was asking about creating a lead magnet to recipes. And she's a mom blogger. And I asked her, I was like, well, do you cook often? And she said, no. And I said, well, that might not be the lead magnet that you want to lean into, because you're going to get an influx of people grabbing it who do cook and who that's their passion for cooking and trying different recipes. So you want to do things that are lead magnets that are actually topics that you're going to continue to talk about and that your audience is going to continue to want to know. So don't put efforts into building a lead magnet and getting people on your email list, and then you're going to hit them with something else. There is nothing worse than that. The best example I have for this is I was scrolling on Facebook this week and there was a company that was giving away passes to the Atlanta Zoo. And at first I was like, oh yeah, I definitely want to sign up. But I realized it was an insurance company. And in my head, I was like, as soon as I sign up for this, they're going to start hounding me with all kinds of emails about getting their insurance. And so I just didn't see valuable enough to give them my email to win these passes, because it didn't relate to what I actually wanted. So don't give away something or partner with someone and you're getting people on your list and it's not people you actually want and that are actually going to be the people to buy from you. So think about that before you create your next lead magnet. I do want to let you guys know that a lead magnet is so important for all online businesses and brands, especially my businesses. You need to grow an email list and you need to have something in place that you own so you can readily talk to your ideal audience and give them promotions and sales, but also give them value with a weekly newsletter or a monthly newsletter that keeps them informed on whatever your niche is. You also want to try things out. Just create one. See the value that it can bring as a blogger creator. If you add another layer to your audience and say, yeah, I've put together this guide, come check it out. It really helps you have a stronger call to action when you are posting your reels and your TikToks and you're posting carousels. It really allows for them to feel like they're a part of your community when they join in and have a deeper discussion with you via the emails that you're going to send them. And so ideally, I don't want this taking you more than, you know, maybe an hour at the most to come up with the idea, put it together. If you click down below, you will actually get my freebie to be able to go and create your own lead magnet. I will walk you through this every step of the way, and I will give you the templates to be able to achieve the lead magnet that you want for your brand and for your business. And I know once you get this ready, you are going to be so happy that you finally have a lead magnet you can be proud of. And if you want more help, come on over and join us in the Sufficiently Social Society. We are having so much fun over there creating lead magnets, doing LinkedIn trainings, doing Pinterest trainings, and all of the above. I cannot wait to serve you guys over there. And you know, if you go to iamalishanoel.com/society, you get a special discount and can join at a special rate today. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode. I cannot wait to see all the lead magnets you create. Be sure to tag me on Instagram at @IamAlishaNoel so I can check out the new lead magnets that you create after listening to this episode. Sis, that's a wrap on another episode of the Sufficiently Social Podcast. If you've enjoyed all the gems being dropped, don't forget to rate and like the podcast. Share this episode to your stories and tag me at @IamAlishaNoel for a chance to be featured. As always, don't forget, His grace is sufficient for you and all your wildest dreams.